Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 17. Proper respect. Proper respect. You recall that the apostle is writing to believers how to live in this fallen world, a question of progressive sanctification. Yes, brother and sister in Christ, we are kings. We are priests. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are liberated. We are the children, we are the sons of God. But we are still in this fallen world. And we still live amongst a pagan people. And we have to live as godly, shining as lights in this dark world. And one way, says the apostle, that we must be careful to maintain is that we show proper respect to everyone. That's his word. This is his word to us. Show proper respect to everyone. Everyone. Irrespective. Age, male, female, whatever the color of the skin, whatever. Young or old, whatever. Every human being, I would extend it further, we must show proper respect even for the animal kingdom and for the earth itself. Believers show that they are the children of God by this proper respect. However much the world may hurt us and cause us pain and anguish and persecution, nevertheless, we must, as much as possible lies within us, live in peace with all men, yes, and we must show them respect, show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Of course, there is a difference in the world. The vast majority around us may be pagan, yes, or whatever. But nevertheless, the fact remains, we must show proper respect to them. Of course, there are the brothers and sisters, and we love the household of God. These are our brothers and sisters, the children of the living God. We must show respect for all, but of course, love in particular for the believer. The love for the ungodly is the desire for their conversion. The love, of course, for the believer is as a fellow citizen of heaven, of God, a child of God. Respect for all and love for fellow believers. Above all, fear God. Fear God and, of course, honor the king, those in authority, proper respect for them. This is what Peter is saying. This is the way believers must live. Obviously, it was a very big issue in his day, and it been so down the centuries, and it is still with us today. May we be brothers and sisters, my friend, to give offense in no things at all, in nothing at all, but show a proper respect. This is his teaching, to live as children of God. God first, God above all, in the proper order, God, then proper respect for authority, and regard in a proper way for all men, whatever their condition. May God give us grace to have that reputation in this dark world, when there's been so much pain, disorder, suffering, abuse of mankind, what pains and anguish have been caused and are being caused even as I speak. May God give us grace to so live for his glory that we may commend his name and his gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ by the respect that we show to others. For Christ's sake. Amen.